we would maybe never do this for a main episode.
That's right.
Kate the other day was like, hey, honey, we got to record this episode. I need you to watch Love is Blind. I'm like, you're telling me that for my job and my homework, I have to watch Love is Blind. She's like, yes.
Hey everybody, it's Kate
and JJ,
and this is a bonus episode today where we are going rogue and we're talking about Love is Blind.
Well, I just want to first say, what up, patrons?
Hey, Patreon family.
What up?
If you're listening right now and you're not in our Patreon family, if you want to hear the full episode of this because you just want to know the psychoanalysis of Love is Blind Season 5, join our Patreon community for as low as $5 a month by going to patreon.com/heartofdating. And you can get this episode as well as all of our other bonus episodes where we talked about what do we really think about Christian celebrities last month.
Yeah.
We talked about how fast is too fast.
Yes.
And you can get access to every masterclass we ever did in our program, TSA, which is like 12 masterclasses, I think. And then also all access to HODC 2023 last year, all the replays. So there's a lot you can get. Anywho, that being said, how are you feeling about today, baby?
I'm pumped. I mean, the reality is that we would maybe never do this for a main episode.
That's right.
And so we can be a little bit more blunt.
We can have some
this
fun.
For us, how we justify this is not gossip, is this is educational, okay?
It's educational.
But it's very fun educational material. Kate the other day was like, hey, honey, we got to record this episode. I need you to watch Love is Blind. I'm like, you're telling me that for my job and my homework, I have to watch Love is Blind. She's like, yes.
Season 5.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, JJ, to be fair, for those of you who are listening and are like, okay, I haven't really watched it, JJ didn't really watch this season, but he did watch a bunch of highlights.
I've seen a ton of clips.
So I have watched it. By the time we're recording this, we don't know who they choose. That actually comes out tomorrow. So we don't know if people get married or not. We don't know. But I first want to start by saying, oh, what?
Well, let's just say the dynamic is Kate knows all the characters in detail, and I'm a little bit more, for you guys who have not watched the show, trying to keep up. There's a lot of names, a lot of characters. So we'll make sure for both parties listening today,
we're trying to keep it organized.
Right.
So I want to first start, why is a show like Love is Blind so intriguing to begin with? Well, if you've never heard of it, let me tell you. It's a dating show that sends its cast members that are chosen into individual pod rooms. So it's like a room and they blind date the other person through a wall. And so they actually go on like, I don't know, like 16 dates the first day. They meet everybody.
Yeah, there's 32 pods.
Right, I think something like
that. And then every pod is facing each other. So just imagine two rows of 16 pods.
Right. Guys on one side, girls on the other. And then all the girls get to know each other in the girls' lounge. Guys get to know each other in the guys' lounge. But they never see each other. They just speak.
The girls and the guys.
The girls and guys never see each other. After a couple of weeks of getting to know one another, the contestants or the people in the pods, they narrow it down to the person that they potentially want to be with. And then this is the crazy part, which I think is wild and silly. But then they propose through the wall before they actually meet that person for the first time. So if they want to meet them for the first time, they have to, quote unquote, fall in love, decide on who they want to be with, and propose. And then the first time they see each other in person physically is after they get engaged. Okay. And then after that point, they go on a little trip together. Then they move in together. They meet friends and family. And then a few weeks later, they finally have their wedding, where they ultimately decide if love is blind. So the concept of the show I like for a few reasons. I like that it's based not on physicality. Kind of going back on the episode we did a few weeks ago, what if I'm not physically attracted, is cool that they base it on more of an emotional, intellectual personality connection and not just physicality. So I do appreciate that. I think, though, the reality of getting engaged after like 2 weeks is ridiculous. It's absolutely like,
it's
so
longer
silly.
Than that, right? It's like a month.
No, it's like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
It's so silly. But anyway,
but
if
babe,
you watch The Bachelor,
when you know, you know.
It's kind of all these shows do that. So it is what it is.
I actually like it better than The Bachelor because
too, for sure
they do tons of conflict together. And in The Bachelor, you don't necessarily get to see that.
It's all like lovey dovey.
Yeah.
So you see after the engagement, you see like, oh, they have to face the realities of their decision.
And that, yeah, is juicy.
I think that's interesting. So let's go into season 5, which I think has been the worst season of Love is Blind to date. I'm just going to say that. I actually loved last season. Mainly because I love the couples, a lot of the couples, and like there are some awesome couples that did get together and are still together, and like I root for them and cheer for them and follow them on Instagram.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Who do you follow?
Tiffany and Brett.
Oh, they're
like
great.
They're the best. I'm obsessed
They'll
with them.
Be married for life.
I for sure. So this season, let's recap it and say, first of all, it's chaotic. It's wild. Like, what is even going on? It's crazy. So I'm just going to give you all a recap in case you've never seen it or you just like want a recap of what's going on. Partway through this season, 34-year-old Uche and another cast member, Lydia, suddenly out that they have previously dated.
Okay, but to clarify.
But nobody knew.
They're not dating in the show.
Right.
So Uche's with another girl.
Named Aaliyah.
Right. And then Lydia is with another guy.
Milton.
Okay. So you have these two different couples that are now linked because
they had just like, as it said, that apparently they had just ended their dating situationship a few months prior. So they kept that from people.
Which is crazy. You never see that in a reality show.
So Uche is the guy is about to propose to the girl he's connected with, Aaliyah. And what's strange about Aaliyah, she's not strange, but she actually has specifically become besties with Lydia.
Okay.
Which could be just a natural thing, but also seems weird because Lydia clearly knows from the very beginning, Aaliyah's dating my ex.
Right. Like, that's absolutely on purpose, right?
I think so. Yes. But so that's a bit strange, but you see like Lydia comforting Aaliyah, doing all these things when Aaliyah has hard moments with Uche.
You don't accidentally befriend the girlfriend of your ex.
I like to give a generous assumption, but true. Now, there's multiple times in the show where you see Lydia like comforting and reassuring Aaliyah about her relationship with Uche. One point you even see them like cuddling together, like not in a weird way, but like, you know, girl to girl.
Dude, okay, that doesn't... You either despise that person or it is tactician Navy SEAL, like she's on an operation right there.
Yeah
going so out of her way to be
that's
really
what people
nice
think. That's
supportive
what Uche thinks. That's what a lot of people speculate. So eventually, you know, Uche tells Aaliyah the information and he
that
tells her
Lydia
this
is his ex.
Yep. And that he didn't know she was going to be there on the first day. He went into one of the rooms and Lydia was on the other side. And he was like, whoa.
Like after they all got out of the pods.
Yeah. Like the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he tells her this is basically the day before he's going to propose. And it throws everything into a big curveball because, first of all, he kept it from her for so long. But then
because he finds out on day one and then he waits
like a long time. Or like, you know, 2 weeks or whatever it is.
Okay.
So then Lydia's like, okay, or Aaliyah's like, okay, I can handle this maybe. I just need to go talk to Lydia, make sure that we're cool, and I think I can do this. So she goes to the girls' lounge. She ends up going up to Lydia, and this is where it gets bad because Lydia proceeds to tell Aaliyah all of this unwanted information about Uche, like what he looks like, what kind of car he drives, what his house is like, how obsessed his dog is with her, the kind of gifts she got for his dog. Like, and she even tells her that they like slept together a few months ago. And Aaliyah's like, I don't want to know this. She kept saying like, hey, I don't really want to know this. But Lydia kept going on. And we don't know the extent to it, but we do see Aaliyah gets really uncomfortable. And then the weird thing about all this is that now there's like a claim that Lydia apparently knew that Uche was going to be on Love is Blind and wanted to go on the show. So, well, did she really? We
wanted to follow him.
Wanted to follow him.
And was very clear, feels like, after what you just described as... That for me looks like there was one objective.
Right.
Which is to...
Make her jealous.
Sabotage.
Yeah, I know.
Like, just that... follow what just happened.
It's bad. So, what happens is then, literally the next day, Uche is going to propose. Aaliyah leaves without even telling Uche. She leaves. She gets so uncomfortable that she leaves. Uche's super upset. He's like, wait, the last conversation we had, she was cool with the information. She was going to go talk to Lydia, and now she's gone. I don't know anything. All right, so there's a... That's crazy. That's awful. Basically, to wrap up that, Uche and Aaliyah meet up in real life after the pods, and, you know, they get a chance to really explain the truth to one another, and...
They start dating.
Well, no, the show... Until... No, the show makes it look like they... Like Uche said, it's over. There's no chance for us.
But in real life, that's not true.
But real life is not true because Uche revealed that they actually did start dating. So we don't know.
That didn't go, but it ended because she didn't feel like Uche was actually attracted to her.
Really? Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah. But that's all new news.
Yeah, that's not what the show shows us.
Which is also, you know, we're speculating. One big thing I read that's really amazing and kind of interesting about Love is Blind is they're actually much more loose about what the contestants can say after the show airs. So a lot of shows like The Bachelor, Bachelorette,
you can't say anything.
They make you sign a contract saying, regardless of how we depict you, you cannot say a word or indicate anything.
Right.
Love is Blind, where they kind of actually stir up a ton of like extra drama and actually bring it into the real world, as contestants actually get to speak their piece after the show airs.
Which is wild.
Which kind of carries the show into real life and in Instagram,
right,
and TikTok.
Right, because, for example, there's a couple, Renee and Carter, I believe, who, this is some, like, you know, hot, juicy news. They actually also got engaged, went to Mexico, did the whole experiment, and went to the altar. And their entire story was never shown on this season. They were completely cut from everything. And the girl, Renee, was told like a few weeks before without really that much of an explanation.
Are they upset about that?
Yeah. Everyone's like, bring the Renee cut back.
You know what? They're going to do a bonus.
Maybe. Okay. So anyway, okay. Let's go into the other couples because we want to analyze some situations. Lydia and Milton get engaged, which is one of the most bizarre pairings because there's a 6-year age difference, which is fine.
Whoa, but what are you trying to say about Lydia? Whoa, no, what are you trying to say about age differences?
Lydia is 30, Milton's 24, and basically they connect over their love for rocks.
Wait. What?
Yes.
Please say that again.
They connect over their love for rocks. They're nerds.
That's not like keyword for... Like meth or...
No, baby. They both love rocks.
like from the playground?
Yeah, like she's a geologist and he happens to have like a weird...
She's a geologist.
Nerd obsession hobby for rocks. She's a geologist. All right, continuing on.
Then, that is so funny.
So there's a weird love triangle here. Lydia, Milton, Uche, Aaliyah. There's another weird love triangle here with four other people. Try to keep stay with me. Johnny, who's a girl, this guy Chris, Stacy, and Izzy.
Okay, hold on. Johnny and Chris, Stacy and Izzy. Okay.
So there's another love triangle here. Now Johnny...
Wait, there's a secondary love triangle.
Yep.
Okay, so two love triangles.
Two love triangles. So
we talked about one.
Now the other one. So Johnny is a girl and she is dating this guy Chris and this guy Izzy. She has a great connection with both of them, okay. Apparently. Now, eventually she decides to break it off with Chris for Izzy.
Okay.
But then Izzy breaks it off with Johnny in lieu of Stacy. So Johnny's upset, realizes she made a mistake, actually goes back to Chris and says, I made a mistake. Will you give me another shot?
Right.
Chris, who's an absolute sweetheart and my favorite guy on the show this season, he declines her because he knows his value. He doesn't want to be second. But then they serendipitously meet at the airport sometime after Love is Blind, and they end up getting back together.
Wait. So do they do any kind of updates on them to show that?
They do later, like after Mexico, when the couples are all reuniting.
So they come as a couple to those?
They come as boyfriend.
And everyone's like, wait, what?
Yeah, everyone's like, oh. Now, Stacey and Izzy, they're now together. They get engaged. And both of them think that Johnny is the worst and completely two-faced. And they actually gang up on her at this group reunion night post the Mexico trip.
Was she there?
Johnny and Chris were there.
Okay.
And Stacey and Izzy gang up on her. And I won't go into the drama of all that.
That's pretty mean.
So that's another weird love triangle. Then there's another rogue couple. JP and Taylor. What an interesting, weird couple.
They're like, there's no love triangle.
No love triangle.
They're just weird.
Yeah, because, and I like Taylor, but okay, they're seemingly, we don't know the full order of the show, but they're seemingly the first couple to get engaged. And in some capacity at that point, you're like, maybe they're going to work out, until they don't.
Wait, so if you would have guessed before they went to Mexico, would you have been like?
I would have said maybe they're going to work out. But there wasn't a lot to their relationship. I'm going to get into that actually right now. What I want to talk about quickly is what is driving these people to be interested in one another? Because when I watch this show, that's one of the reasons I watch it. Why are people drawn to each other outside of physicality?
Now, I will say, if you guys have never watched Love is Blind or any like reality dating TV show, once you hear this information, it's really going to change how you watch reality TV moving forward.
Yeah.
We just explained this to a really close friend, and she's like, I watched Love is Blind through your lens now and what you guys told me.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I can't see anything else.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to analyze out of the five buckets of attraction, what is driving these different people from this season to connect with the person that they mostly end up connecting with. Obviously, in the pods, the physical attraction is out. So that's leaving us spiritual attraction, emotional attraction, intellectual attraction, and personality attraction. Okay. One thing I will say that I see, and me and JJ see over and over, that drives people to be interested is what they have in common. Like, oh my gosh, do you love pickleball? I love pickleball. Or it's like they always are thinking, how can this person most easily fit into my lifestyle?
Complement my life.
Compliment
complete
me.
My ideal picture of a partner.
Right. Or like, you know, there's a lot of this soulmate mentality. You complete me. You're the yin to my yang.
Oh, finally. Blah, blah, blah. You are everything I've been looking for so long.
Yes.
I cannot believe.
It's a lot of fairy tale.
You're real.
Like.
You exist.
Words. So let's talk about each couple and talk about what drove them together, in my opinion.
Okay.